Right now, we have the superintendent, Ray Castellani of the Rivetok School District. They have a meeting coming up, which is in reference to their $12.5 million capital improvement project. The community meeting is coming up on November 14th, and we're joined by Ray this morning. Ray, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm doing fine. Now we've got another spring-like day today. Not quite as spring-like as yesterday, but we'll take the good weather as long as we can get it.
Absolutely, because that cold weather will be coming soon.
Yep. So the school year has started. You know, it's the first real year that we've gotten out from under, not totally, COVID, but life goes on in the school district. And you have a pretty important meeting coming up on the 14th that's dealing with your capital improvement project, the $12.5 million project. Let's talk a little bit about when the meeting is and where it is, first of all.
Absolutely. It's next Monday, November 14th, and it is at the high school cafeteria at 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, let's talk about the plan now. For $12.5 million, what is on the plan right now to be done at the school?
Sure. Well, this project is really important to our students and our safety of our students and our staff, and really it's a needs-based project. It's directly related all of the components to health and safety. And before I go over some of the details of the project, it really is comes at an opportune time for us because we're calling it a debt-free, or it is a debt-free a neutral project, meaning that we have debt coming off of our books, school district financial books. And what will happen is this project will be a neutral effect on the taxpayers. So they won't see any type of spike or increase in their taxes because of this, because it really combines with the debt that's coming off the books. So it's really opportunistic. It's a one-time opportunity for us, and it will take care of, again, lots of health and safety directly related to students and staff's improvements, and it is need-based. For example, we have a roof replacements at all of our schools. At the elementary school, our roof is the original roof, 57 years old. It's well past its warranty and its useful life. Issues regarding the some leaks and some pondage up on top of the roof, as well as at the intermediate school and the high school. So they are over 30 years and well past their life expectancy as well. So that's one of the areas we're looking at. The other big part of this project is unit ventilators, which is a fresh air exchange in all of our classrooms. Many of the unit ventilators are the original unit ventilators, again, at the elementary school, 57 years old, and over 20 and 30 years at the high school and intermediate school. We have parts that are breaking down that we can't replace because they're just not manufactured anymore. After COVID, the federal and the state government have higher expectations and thresholds of filtration of air for fresh air exchange, and what we have currently would not be able to have those filters put into our unit ventilators. They just can't be retrofit. So it really is a needs-based type of project for our students for such things as, you know, roofs and also the HVAC's ventilators. So those are a couple of the big, large ones. There are a couple of more. A playground for our 4th through 8th grade students that's age-appropriate. We don't have one right now. We have students and staff and parents designing some of those areas, as well as a multi-purpose area for our athletics on the tennis courts that we have. We're looking to make it more appropriate and useful for our community and our students. So we have 5 tennis courts right there right now that need refurbishing. We're looking to put in 2 tennis courts, a couple of pickleball courts, which are the fastest growing sport in the country, as well as a basketball court there on that playground. So really, needs-based, nothing, you know, with any frills to it, a generator to keep our technology and our safety in our schools. God forbid there's any type of power outage, so we don't have any pipes freeze and then burst because there's no heat there. It's also a Red Cross facility, so we want to have that if, God forbid, there is any type of emergency in our community, that we do have the proper protocol set with emergency generation and electricity. So, like I said, real good opportunity to do some things that we need to do in the next few years anyway, and it would be a debt-neutral cost to our taxpayers.
You know, once again, this capital improvement project won't be voted on until December 6th, but there is a community meeting coming up on the 14th. What's so interesting about this project, the two things that you mentioned right off the top of the bat, that it's neutral because you're getting rid of one debt, simply sliding this in its place. It's very rare when you're a school system or a business where you can actually put together a needs-based product. These are things that need to be done, and you can do it for no change in taxes because of that program.
Absolutely. It really comes once every 20 years when debt comes off from previous projects, and it is, a needs-based project. So I thank you for reiterating that.
What's interesting about this project also is, I was saying at Weber Tech Central, this is a project that addresses all the schools.
Absolutely. It's the elementary, high school, and intermediate school. There's some site work at the high school and intermediate school with some curbing and concrete work that has to be completed, as well as some paving. If you've seen some of our paving issues at the high school, you'll see why it's needed. We do have lots of information coming out. We have our website and our Facebook page where people can access information and see some pictures and find out some more, look at some videos regarding what debt neutral means. And we are going to be doing these community events as well as putting some postings out there around the community to give you some more information.
All right, and for the vote itself, is this the type of vote where people can vote by absentee ballot if they're not around?
Absolutely. Again, the vote is December 6th, and it is from 12:00 noon to 9:00 p.m. the high school gymnasium. But if you need an absentee ballot or have any type of questions, you're welcome to call our school district office at 845-373-4100 and speak to our district clerk.
Now, looking over some of the items that you talked about, and what I found was very, very interesting is I know that they're dealing with this at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and that is a ventilation system. I mean, what we found out during COVID is that ventilation systems in schools and factories and in businesses just was not sufficient enough to keep people safe. And I think this is one thing that really has to be brought up to the forefront along with the generator to make the school truly an emergency center in case something happens region-wide, but also just to make the students safe, not just from COVID-19, but with ventilation, fresh air, every day that they're in school.
Absolutely. You're dealing with systems that are 57 to 60 years old. Obviously, there's wear and tear in them in any type of organization or home that you may have. So having fresh air exchange at all the schools in all the classrooms is extremely important due to all of those things you mentioned. The other part of that is we're combining some federal grants that we received through COVID that we have some monies and funds left over to actually put air conditioning along with those unit ventilators in the elementary school classrooms only, which will allow us to have an extended school year program through the summer to help catch up on some of the losses that we had from COVID. We've had this past summer a really great program that we saw gains from our students over the summer, but at many times, you know, we were called in the morning saying it's too hot in the classrooms, we have to move them up to a high school library, and moving 60, 70 students to a small space like that's difficult. This will allow us to have a full building with elementary school classrooms air conditioned to host those programs for all students.
I'm glad you pointed that out because a lot of people consider air conditioning like a bonus add-on, but it's not really anymore, especially with the change in our environment that is going on. It's just unacceptable if you're going to have a summer program, or even during the school year, if you're going to have high temperatures and high humidity, to have the teachers and students and staff to add this to the elementary school, I think is also an important factor.
Absolutely, I've heard people say that air conditioning in schools is a luxury, and I can understand some of those arguments. But this is not throughout the whole district. It's utilizing about $750,000. Funds that we have available through grants So that part of the project and the vote is not very much. So why not take the opportunity to combine those grants and funds with this project to afford, again, a true summer program, which this summer we did have, and we saw major gains in our students over the summer.
We're speaking with Ray Castellino, Weeputuck Central School District. One more thing here. How's the health center going that was delayed by COVID for a couple of years that you have put in?
Excellent. We have, a school-based health center, one of a kind in the Hudson Valley, I believe the first. We have students that are signing up for it. We have about 30% of our students that are signed up for that health-based center currently right now, which saves us a lot of absenteeism from parents, students to other medical facilities to get appointments. This does it right here in the school district. So it's going great. We're looking to expand that, and each year we're looking to add more and more students to that program.
Well, you know, there's just so much going on that you have going on. Once again, we can't let this be put in the background. Once again, the Capital Project Community Meeting is the 14th of November, and the vote isn't until December 6th. You will be able to use at that vote. You will be, if you want to, absentee ballot for whatever reason that you might need that. Ray, it's always great to speak to you. Keep us abreast of the situation as it goes on, and good luck. And how's the start of school been this year?
It's been great. Students, we have lots of excitement in our buildings. We have a new principal at the high school who's done some great things. Our other buildings have lots of programs going on. So we're really starting off in a positive way and upward. And again, this debt neutral, which won't have any impact on people's taxes in a negative way, is important to us to continue that growth.
Right. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Marshall, thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Once again, from the Weeputuck Central School District, Ray Castellini, and their big capital improvement project.